USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Department of Homeland Security says despite tweets by President Trump, it won't be sending immigrants to be detained in sanctuary cities. The president said places like California keep asking for migrants to be allowed in.
We'll give them more people. We can give them a lot. We can give them an unlimited supply. And let's see if they're so happy.
The president reportedly told an official at Homeland Security that if he closes the southern border, he would grant him a pardon if challenged. The president also said that the U.S. government will hold a massive auction later this year to bolster 5G service.
It will transform the way our citizens work, learn, communicate, and travel. It will make American farms more productive, American manufacturing more competitive.
There was a security scare at the White House on Friday. A man in a wheelchair set his jacket on fire. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Another Democrat has officially entered the crowded 2020 presidential race. Among the issues Senator Cory Booker said he will campaign on, health care reform is one of the biggest.
I will use the government's bargaining power to once and for all bring down the cost of prescription drugs. And I will once and for all end the sabotage of the Affordable Care Act.
24-year-old Emmanuel Deshaun Aranda was charged with attempted homicide after witnesses say he either shoved or pushed a 5-year-old child from the third-floor balcony to the first floor at the Mall of America south of Minneapolis. Bloomington Police Chief Jeff Potts.
Most importantly, the child that fell is still alive. I know there's been some reports and concerns about whether or not he is still alive. He is.
The boy is still in critical condition. The family of the boy has requested privacy while he recovers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has accused both Russia and China of using their economic projects in Latin America to spread disorder. John Clemens reports.
Speaking in Chile, Mr. Pompeo said, both China and Russia are showing up at your doorstep. But once they enter the house, we know they will use traps as they disregard the rules as they spread disorder in your home.
The problem, though, is when China does business in places like Latin America, it often injects corrosive capital into the economic bloodstream, giving life to corruption and eroding good governance.
Mr. Pompeo said you should also know the U.S. will stand behind you. I'm John Clemens.
Vice President Mike Pence says his boss is not a fan of WikiLeaks. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Vice President Mike Pence slams Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks founder who was arrested at the Ecuadorian embassy, and in an interview with CNN denied that President Trump's previously professed support of WikiLeaks was any endorsement of Assange.
The president always, as you and the media do, always welcomes information, but that was in no way an endorsement. We now understand was involved in disseminating classified information by the United States of America.
The vice president says the Justice Department is now seeking extradition, and we're going to bring Julian Assange to justice for being involved in one of the greatest compromises of classified information in American history. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.